Welcome to Radar Contact by Fox ATM, the podcast for the air traffic management community, bringing global ATM on your radar. You're identified.
Welcome to one more episode of Radar Contact. This is a bit of a special one. We are at Airspace World recording in person and not over Zoom, which is a nice experience, but a bit of a different one. And my guest today is Magdalena Jaworska, who is CEO of ANSA, the Polish ANSP. Magdalena, welcome to Radar Contact. First of all, thank you a lot for taking time. I know you don't have a lot, and your time is precious on the show, so I really appreciate that. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you very much for the invitation.
So before we go deep into ANSA and ANSA's activity, can you just give us a brief introduction of yourself, your career? What brought you to ATM and what is your background?
Yeah, I'm the second time the CEO of ANSA. The first time a few years ago, I joined coming from the infrastructure just purely because of the investments. It was the main reason I joined ATM. And then it happens that ATM is really great. And left ANSA 2016 for the 6 years being the PRB member advising the European Commission. So now I'm back to the ANSP's family. With a lot of challenges.
Okay, we will discuss all of those challenges for sure. But let us look first at the current situation of ANSA. I mean, we are now after COVID. It was not easy for any ANSP. And you also have, because of your geography, a specific situation with the war in Ukraine. So how are you coping with those things?
Yeah, you know, the ANSPs were the lucky ones who were given these exceptional measures for the COVID, right? So it was not the case for airports. It was not the case for airlines. ANSPs, they were given this regulation, giving them the stability. For Polish one, it was also these exceptional measures which were applied, not exactly in the perfect scope, but no one is perfect. So COVID, one hand, COVID is over. What you just mentioned, we have Ukraine, on our, border. And then our whole region, this is not only for Poland, right? Suffers from the traffic, which is flying, different routes now. So when you look at the en route, because when you look at the terminal traffic and the airports, they are doing perfectly. They are much way beyond the 19 levels of traffic, which is really great. And the forecast is even better and better. When you look at the en route over Poland and in the region as well, it's still affected by the war in Ukraine and by the closure of the airspace in Russia and Belarus. And whole region is we require to be ready for traffic recovery, and we need to maintain the readiness. So, one hand is today's traffic, but you know, the performance and charging flows, they are protecting ANSPs in some extent from the income. We will recover the income even if the traffic is slower. However, the major challenge is to prepare for the future.
So you mean in the term of the moment where traffic will open again and you will get the traffic you used to have again?
Yes, this is the major for us, purely because of all of the estimates and scenarios coming from the network manager. And the second is that we are at the end of the RP3, which is the reference period 3 for the ANSPs. And we start drafting the plans for RP4, which is 2025 up to the 2029. And then, as always, when you draft for the period, you base on the forecast, whether this is ATM or the other, whatever, even the highways are built with the forecast, right? So now I have the forecast, which is Ukraine related. And then I need to be ready for the what if scenario. And I need to be ready to prepare the plan and then discuss it with the PRB and the Commission and airlines, especially. That's this what if scenario and readiness for the capacity recovery. This is kind of the priority. Otherwise, purely because of the stat for forecasting for today that en route will not be at the 19 levels till 2029, it might also lead us to closing or at least postponing some of our investment. It might lead us to stop again to train our ATCOs. So then we will not be ready for traffic recovery. So I need to be smart enough to create a performance plan which is securing not only Polish airspace and Poland, so ANSA's future, but this is just for the region. But because if I'm not ready, it means that the traffic which is supposed to fly over Poland will kill a little bit of traffic in the region. So this is not only Panzer approach, this is just a regional, I mean, East European regional approach, because we have to be ready. Otherwise, we will fly as we are flying now, sometimes 4 hours longer than it should be.
This is probably giving you a few headaches. I can imagine managing that without any concrete date. I mean, the war could be over hopefully in a few months. It could last for much longer. How do you cope with that?
Yeah, but this is, you know, sometimes being CEO means you need to be ready for unexpected, right? So the idea is that we have scenarios. One is that the base is that I'm always ready for 2019 traffic levels. And then based on the network manager scenarios, this what if, I prepare two scenarios. And of course, you never know. But this is the way how can I a little bit of, you know, playing the fortune telling. Otherwise, I just wait and see, which is not a solution.
Yeah, this is hard indeed. So as I mentioned in the intro, we're here at Airspace World where Panzer is present. You have plans for the future to offer services and products to other ANSPs. Can you say a bit more about those plans? What can we expect from Panzer in the future?
Yeah, I plan. I even described the 1 year perspective that we should be ready. It's something which is not exactly existing on the market, right? Because a lot of solutions and a lot of services are already on the market. So I look forward to our new solutions, which are not existing now on drones, but this is not just for the, you know, the UTM coordination. They are also for the CAA, for the safety assessment, for the drone planning. So this is something which I hope brand new to be published or released 10 days time from now. Might be our offer to my colleagues from the other NSPs quite soon. And this 1 year perspective give us this Lisbon next work, give us some kind of the deadline, I would say, that we have to be ready with the product, which is ready to be sold.
Okay, we will see you in Lisbon again for sure and keep our eyes on Panzer. You said the keyword, one of the hottest things topic right now, drones. How is the drone traffic developing in Poland?
It's always, you know, every day higher and higher. So UTM is reality now, right? So we need to be ready to manage. We need to be ready to maintain the increase of the traffic. And we need to be ready for the new solutions. I'm looking for even for my traffic, flight inspection to use drones. So for today, really in Poland, as I mentioned, we will have the new few applications making the drone users' life easier, including the safety assessment. We will have mid-April our new in-house application for the drone PM management. This is the drone tower this time. It's 100% done in-house by our own Panzer employees. Without any external support, and this is probably the only one existing done by one or two persons doing this internally within the NSP.
Okay, sounds really interesting. We will look at that in Lisbon next year. Looking forward to that already. The next topic we plan for today is a bit sensitive and complicated. Panzer's past, let's say, 2 years have been not so easy. There were a lot of social tensions. The unions were very active. You had a change of CEO. And I understand this was not an easy time for the company. How is the situation now? Are you building trust again? Do you have trust? Is it a work in progress? What is the direction here?
As I mentioned, I rejoined Panzer. So 10 weeks now from 4th of January, and then I rejoined also because I was kind of the guarantee of the trust and honest approach, because what you mentioned 2 years ago, it was a hard time, and you know that managing NSP and especially ops room and ATCOS requires a lot of trust and an honest approach. So now we try we build so the trust. And the honest approach means that even what I was mentioning with this Ukraine and planning of the future, They know the rules. They know how my approach is foreseen for the next few weeks or few weeks, because we will have the targets from the for the RP4. Well, you know, 2-3 weeks from now. They should be even released 2 weeks ago. So they are part of planning of the future in some extent, right? So I will never hide, not for ATCOS, but before all of my staff, how the approach for the future is, designed. So this is the first step of building trust. And then I believe that some time is needed still to recover from the past.
Yeah. So time and trust, if I get it correctly, this is probably the key to managing an NSP and recovering stability there.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you very much for that very open and honest answer. I really appreciate that. Now yourself, you are part of a very close club. I mean, gender equality is not fully there in ATM yet. If you look just at top level, there are just a handful of ladies. It's yourself first. Valerie Ackel at Also Control, but she's leaving now after serving for 5 years. And at DFS, there is Andrea Vester, who is head of HR. So still a very limited number of ladies at the top level of organizations. Who is it for you first? Do you feel differences? Do you think people are treating you differently?
You know, they know me, so I do not feel any different treatment, right? When I was first time as Panza CEO, there were more ladies, for sure. I keep fingers crossed to have more women CEOs, of course. However, in Poland, when you look at the gender equality, it is half-half, 50-50, I would say, because me and the director for the aviation department within the ministry, we are ladies, and then we have head of CAA and the minister. So we have perfectly balanced gender in the aviation or ATM in Poland.
So hopefully this will come from the top and go down in the organization. Being a technical person myself, I assume your technical and CNS department is probably mostly male dominated still.
Yes. Partly it's a little bit changing in the IT. Mm-hmm. But for the CNS and pure techniques, it is, yes, this is mostly male. However, in the ops room or in the towers, I believe, of course, it's far away from balance, 50%. However, we have 60 male and around 40% of female. So it is not bad, I believe. It's quite good even.
That's nice. What would be your advice to a young lady considering starting a career in ATM? What would you say her?
You know, this is a lot of ATCOs. They are dreaming being ATCOs since very young ones, right? Partly because they have pilots, or partly because they have ATCOs at home, partly because they love whatever maths or some of the, you know, science. So for me, it's quite clear. If you love aviation or ATM, you just apply and you just became an ATCO, right? So there are no barriers, I believe, for those who really want. And my idea is somehow to manage that even really younger people or teenager even should be informed about this really nice and challenging, of course, and requiring a lot of skills, profession, right? So I believe we need to find a way to discuss or to promote it among teenagers. This is now probably the target. Doesn't matter whether this is male or female part of the teenagers.
Yeah, we prepared that a bit in the discussion before the recording. And, you know, we have our new question. What question could you ask to everybody in the community and who would that be? And you said you are facing challenges with motivating new people. This is something we hear from all over the place. This is also why we are as Fox ATM active in the workgroup 125 of UOK. So apparently it is really hard now to get people being interested, being motivated. And I understand that's a challenge you face in Poland as well.
Yes. And now I just discovered I have a question for you. Maybe
okay,
there is something which is the podcast to be done with teenagers or 18 or 12, 20 years old ladies and gentlemen, just to share with us why they are or what might somehow, you know, attract them to apply, or what is done wrong by us with promoting a NATCO profession, because this is really needed. Because when you look at whatever call for the new training courses in Panzer or in the other NSPs, you lack 19 or 20 years old people. Also, you might help asking them how we attract them or how we inform them that this is really the profession, which is one of the best, I believe. Challenging, of course, requiring a lot of hard skills and a lot of effort. However, when it became a natural, might be a perfect one.
I will just wait for these guys to come by and then I will give you my my answer to that. That's smart of you to return the question and send it back to me. So I will try to give you my take on that. The podcast is mostly for the community itself. We had a student once in one of the previous seasons. But things we see is that, and we see that at many NSPs. I remember a big NSP for a while, 2-3 years ago, opened a large number of seats in their academy because they were realizing, because of their demographics, they need more newcomers and more ATCOs. And they were like, okay, for next year, we will have 100 seats. And they got 25 qualified people. And it's not because you open seats that you can fill them up. And what we hear also from that EuroK working group 125 is that there are changes. I mean, a lot of people want a different work-life balance. I mean, there is no ATCO working from home. And there will probably never be. I mean, technically it's possible, but with the human factors, you have a lot of questions. You want season peers. If anything happens, you want to be close to your colleagues. When all of the rest of the world gets home office, ATCOs can't. Work-life balance is always more of a key. We see that in the company itself, we have people with different working contracts, with a lot of part-time. We can work from anywhere. And this is not available for ATCOs, which is definitely a challenge. What I also see personally after being a bit more than 20 years in the industry is that back in the days, people were entering an NSP, were ATCOs their whole life, and they were doing the full career. Now we see ATCOs living at 40 and even earlier. I don't know if you see that in Poland, some living in the middle of the career.
Hopefully, up to now, this is not an issue that they are living, right? So the issue is really who is applying or who is not applying, right, for us. So this what you mentioned, not existing in Panzer up to now.
Okay, good. And the last point, and that's a hard one, is that aviation is seen as, by some young people and some people, generally speaking, as a part of a global warming, a polluting industry. Just as a reminder, aviation is responsible for 2% of CO2 emissions, so it's not like as much as some people might think. But I think it's not motivating younger people to join because they think they don't want to be part of an industry that is polluting the world. And that's probably a challenge to be mitigated as well.
Yeah, but well, there are a lot of planning and promises, but there are also a lot of the real steps done by the airlines, by the airports, and also by the NSPs, right? So we have a little of influence, but we still have. And then even today, we discussed this green ATM certification within Kanzo. There are already 3 NSPs receiving the certificate, which is not an obligation, but the NSPs want to become greener. It is not only for the navigation itself, it is also how an NSP is managed. So I believe when you look at the efforts and real steps, not just planning for 2050, which is important, but probably the young ones that are looking at the real steps, the NSPs are really changing. It was really an industry with 50 years old mindset, now it is changing. So even this green certification is a kind of the proof that on voluntary basis, NSPs are changing and they are ready to just be assessed from the outside, whether they are moving forwards or whether they are just saying a happy can be done. So this is kind of the, self approach within the European NSPs to become greener. And green, and I just nominate my one of the growth articles within Panzer to become my very close advisor, just to look on the procedures, just to look what they can do, especially because she is an approach article, so she knows how to improve things. Because I believe that INSP is at the approach. This is when NSP can improve, right? Because en route, this is a little bit airlines. Airports are airports, but I can do the major improvement in the approach part of our service.
Yeah. And I think you asked me what we could do to motivate more young people. It's probably to say that. I mean, ANSPs will become greener, especially if young people join and push for that. So that's probably the biggest push we can have.
Yes, I agree. And then we, for sure, we made all of our efforts to prove that this is reality, not the long-lasting future.
And no greenwashing. Magdalena, thank you very much for your time today. It was a pleasure to have you. And I'm really looking forward to see you in Lisbon next year again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much and see you in May next year.
Thank you for listening to Radar Contact. Visit foxatm.com or your favorite podcast platform for more episodes. Feel free to let us know if you or someone you know would like to share a topic with the air traffic management community. Frequency change is approved.